Acharya, Astu, Terasita, Sishima, the Divine Grace, Iskon, Founder Acharya, Jagaguru, Salisi Bhaktivedanta, Swami Prabhupada, Ki Jai. Jayam Vishnupad, Paramahamsa, Pari, Rajagacharya, Astu, Terasita, Sishima, the Divine Grace. Sula Bhakti, Danta, Saraswati, Thakur, Prabhupada, Ki Jai. Ananda Gaudiya Vaishnavrinda, Ki Jai. Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakura Ki Jai. Prem Sri Goshi Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadara Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai. Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopal Gopinath Shama Kun Radha Kunda Giri Goravadhan Ki Jai. Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai. Mathura Dham Ki Jai. Navadvip Mayapur Dham Ki Jai. Jamuna Mai Ki Jai. Ganges Mai Ki Jai, Tulasi Devi Ki Jai, Bhakti Devi Ki Jai, Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai, Nitai Guru Premanandi, all glorious assembled devotees, all glorious assembled devotees, all glorious assembled devotees, glory to Shishi Guru Shri Gauranga. Jnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshulun Militam Jnana Tashmai Sri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Tapitam Dena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Tadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Uttapada Kamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavam Cha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagano Lalita Sri Visakhan Vitam Cha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpati Gopisa Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Taptakam Chana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavanishwari Vesavanu Suti Devi Pranamami Hari Priya Vanchakal Pataru Vyascha Kripa Sundu Vyayevacha Patitanam Pavunivyo Vaishnavyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Sivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Ananda Balaram ki jai Sri Prabhupada ki jai Navadi Parikrama ki jai Itai Gura Premananda
Hare Krishna
Hare Krishna I was requested to speak about Lord Nityananda being sent to Navadi by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now you are doing the writing.
So, all the devotees are sitting. You're going back by car now. We have one boy who is very sick. Fever, some fever. I'm thinking if he can go back with you by car.
Yeah, check him. There's a space here.
There's a space. Okay. So, thank you. No, no, he's a big boy. He's big.
So one day Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was sitting very peacefully in the garden in Jagannath Puri. And then he told Lord Chaitanya Prabhu, "My dear brother, you know, I came here to deliver the conditioned souls. And if you sit here peacefully and chant Hare Krishna, it will be very, very nice for you. But what will happen to my reason for coming to the material? I have taken sannyas, but you have not taken. Therefore, you cannot sit here like me. You should go to Bengal and preach Krishna consciousness. Give everyone opportunity to hear about Krishna. My purpose of coming is to deliver rogues, not brahmanas. In the first canto of Bhagavatam, Sudha Goswami said, Lord Krishna came to deliver those in the mode of goodness. In ignorance and passion, one cannot understand Krishna consciousness. So Krishna came for those who are in the mode of goodness.
Was Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I did not come for the Brahmanas. He was in a mode of goodness. I came for the rogues, or thieves, mlechas, yamanas, pulindas, amiras, the kasas. Therefore, I am requesting you, please go to Navadvip. Preach Krishna consciousness. Give everyone the opportunity to hear about Krishna and engage everyone in chanting the holy name. Upon hearing this, all the Tena people became very jubilant. That is the nature of devotee. The devotee is very happy when there is a chance to do service. The devotee becomes very happy. So those who are very, very fortunate, they always expect service. And whenever there is a chance, they will do everything when they reach to perform that duty. So Nityananda Prabhu became very happy. And he took his associate with him. Great personalities like Ramadas, Gadadhara Pandit, Raghunath Baidya, Parameshwari, and who? The man, one person. Well, that is not the associate of Nityananda. These are his associates. He came with them from Goloka here. Now, Purandara Pandita. Purandara Pandita. So how many devotees? So Nityananda Prabhu, he took them with him. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has his associate. Lord Nityananda has his associate. Like Lord Balaram has his associate. Krishna has his associate. Although they are mixed, in the first time you see all of them mixed, but they know each other. They know where they belong. So Nityananda Prabhu, he started his journey from Ilachal to Navadvip. But he was so much in ecstasy that Lord Nityananda couldn't understand. He does not know where he was going. His ecstasy affected his associates, that all of them who are cowherd boys do not know where they were going. They were simply carried by the wind. So they will go and walk and walk and walk the whole day, and when they came back to a state of consciousness, they would ask, my dear brother, where is the way to Ganga? Oh, my dear brother, you have to go back 30 kilometers the way you came. You miss the road. For a time being, they will try to trace the road, but somehow or other they will miss the road again and enter into ecstasy. And they will walk and walk and walk to different directions for the whole day. In the evening, they will ask, my dear brother, where is the way to Ganga? You have to go back 2 hours the way you came. In this way, Lord Nityananda Prabhu and his cowherd boyfriends spend a long time walking. And on the way, Ramadas, he will remember his cowherd pastime, his cowherd pastime. And he will just stand on the middle of the road, remembering Lord Krishna in the threefold bending form, playing his flute. He will stand there and everybody has to wait there for him until he is satisfied, which will take about 2 hours. Then they will start walking again. And on the way, Gadadhara Pandit, he will remember, I am Radharani. I am Radharani. And immediately she will start calling, does anyone want you got? Have you got what me? And Parameshwari and Raghunath Baidya, they are called head boys. They will remember their cowhead boy pastimes, and they will dance, remembering how they were dancing with Krishna in the forest while they were tending their cows. And then, Purandara Pandit, he he would climb the tree very high on top, and from there he would jump to the ground. I am Angada. You remember his pastime with Lord Machanda in Treta Yuga? I'm Angada. Who is Angada? Angada? The son of Bali. And he would shout, where is the Ravana? I want to kill him. Parameshwari, he would tell everybody, do you know, do you remember me? I am Revati, the wife of Nityananda. So, Nityananda Prabhu and his cowherd boyfriends, they were walking and without knowing where they were going. In this way, they somehow, ordered by providence, got to Panihati. When they got to Panihati, only the people went to the house of Raghava Pandit, yes, Raghava Pandit. In the house of Raghava Pandit, only the people, he stayed there for 3 months. While they were staying there, every day there was kirtan, tumultuous kirtan. And because Lord Nityananda Prabhu, he desired to have a kirtan, immediately Madhava Ghosh appeared. Madhava Ghosh, when he performed kirtan, iron will melt, the stone will dance. Therefore, they were having kirtan every day. And one day, Lord Nityananda Prabhu, he told Bhagavad Pandit, after they had the kirtan, and they had kirtan, everybody danced to their full satisfaction. And Nityananda Prabhu went to the altar and sat down. In the altar of Lord Vishnu, I said, please perform Abhishek. And every devotee they came and have a heavy Abhishekam for Lord Nityananda Prabhu. After beating him, and he changed his clothes and dressed in a different cloth, and he told Raghava Pandit, I need a gallant of Kadamba flowers. Raghava Pandit said, I don't have it. This is not the season for Kadamba flowers. This is not the season. Nityananda Prabhu said, can you just go to the garden and check? Just go to the garden and check. As Raghava Pandit went to the garden and he saw that his lemon trees produce Kadamba flowers. He was amazed to see. And these flowers have powerful aroma that goes for miles. So he plucked the flowers He came back and made a garland and placed it on Lord Nityananda's wonderful, beautiful ray shoulder. A devotee was enjoying that. It was a very wonderful experience. Everybody was receiving the aroma of the Manaka flower. So Nityananda Prabhu said to the devotees, "Is something? Are you experiencing something?" The devotees, "Yes. What is happening?" Different devotees were given their opinion. We are perceiving Damanaka flowers. Damanaka is a very special flower. This special flower was produced by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself. So they were perceiving this aroma. So Nityananda Prabhu asked him, "But where is he coming from?" Nobody could tell. After he asked the devotees, he was trying to entertain the devotees. He was asking the devotees, nobody could tell where Damanaka flower is coming. The aroma is coming, pervading the whole environment. So Lord Nityananda Prabhu said, "The kirtan of Madhava Ghosh and the dancing of all of you has brought Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu." So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is present here, and from his body you are perceiving the aroma of Damanaka. Devotees couldn't contain themselves. They roared in ecstasy and danced, because they have been infused with energy from Lord Chaitanya Prabhu and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So one day Lord Chaitanya Prabhu desired, "I want to decorate my body." As soon as he desired to decorate his body, all devotees from different directions were bringing different varieties of jewels. The jewels were of gold, studded with pearls and diamonds and rubies. So Nityananda Prabhu, all his 10 fingers were fully decorated. The wrist decorated, his chest decorated, the neck decorated, the crown on his head decorated, the ankles decorated, every part of his body was fully decorated. When he looked at himself, yes. "Now I can go to Navadi." So Nityananda Prabhu and his associate, after spending 3 months with Raghava Pandit in Panihati. Have you been to Panihati? How many of you have been to Panihati? Panihati. Only a few. Please go to Panihati. It's a wonderful place. So wonderful, so spiritual. Panihati is where Raghunath Das Goswami got the mercy to become free to go to the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Panihati is where also you will see the wonderful preparations Raghava Pandit used to prepare for the Chaitanya. All the pot and the preparations are still decorated in the altar till today. Not only that, in Panihati, there is a special deity. This deity is carved from the stone. The deity is carved from the stone King Kamsa used in killing all the children of his sister, all the children he killed. That stone is a person. The day that stone was used in carving three deities. One is in this place, Panihati. If you go there, you'll be able to see. You see this deity. It is first one, this size. Middle one, this size. And the last one, this size. The last one is Shyamasundara, Radha Shyamasundara. So one is in Panihati. So please go there and have a blessing of this deity. The deity was carved from the stone Kamsa used in killing his sister's children. One day the king here in Bengal had a dream, and Krishna told him, go to Mathura and bring that stone and use it to carve three deities. When you get to Mathura, you get that stone, don't carry the stone on your head, don't carry the stone by vehicle, just throw the stone in the Yamuna, and then if you come back here, you get the stone. So he went to Mathura, and fortunately he got the stone and threw the stone in Yamuna, and then he came back to Navadvip, and he went to the bank of the river, he got the stone. And he used that stone to carve three deities. One, the middle one is in Panihati. So please try and go there and visit this place. Majority of devotees are used to visiting Vrindavan, coming to Mayapur. You don't know that there are so many wonderful holy places in Calcutta. Where Srila Prabhupada appeared. There are many wonderful pastimes. Many unbelievable pastimes that are also there performed by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates in Calcutta. So please try to also have some parikrama in Calcutta. You will be amazed to see. So Nityananda Prabhu, he continued his journey, and on the way he came to one village. And when he came to this village, in this village, there is a very experienced, 50 years experience, armed robber. He has a very big gun. You are also very experienced like him. So in the night, they will go and rob. So when Lord Nityananda Prabhu came to this village and the thieves saw him, they laughed. The king of the gang said, my dear friends, you see, can you see now the perfection of our worship of Durga? All these years we have been stealing, today is the perfection of our being a thief. Because Durga has become so satisfied with us that she has put everything we ever needed in our life in one place. So if you rob today, you will never again rob in your life. Are we not fortunate? Yes. So tonight, just be patient. Tonight, we will do our business. So they went home. All along they were thinking of the mendicant who came. They saw Lord Nityananda, but what did they see? This avaduta is not a sadhu. He is a sense gratifier. How can a sadhu be so much ornamented like this? Anyway, that is not our problem. Our business is that Durga has become so merciful and has brought everything in one place for us. So today, robbing is the end of our robbing business. will never steal again because he will be fully satisfied. And all of them, they divided the crown on his head. That is for me. I'm the king. So the crown on his head is for me. And I said, yes, the jewels on his chest, I will just take that one. In this way, they divided everything on Lord Nityananda Prabhu's body in their mind. So sometimes, our deities are dressed with a garland of what? Lemon. Why? The garland of lemon in dressing the deity. So usually it is flowers. Why sometimes he use lemon? It is to keep away all the envious eyes that people project towards the Lord. Majority of us, when we go to the temple and look at the deity, what do we see? The ornament. We see the dress, and we see the ornament. Many times, to make it so practical for people to understand, after greeting the deities, everybody is there chanting, Jai Prabhupada, Jai Prabhupada. The good puja is finished, the pujari has closed the curtain and doing some offering. So I asked him, what is the color of the dress today? All the devotees who attended deity greetings and fervently prayed to the Lord from the heart. When I asked, what is the dress of the deity this morning? It was very, very difficult. So, what were we doing? Deity greeting. What were we doing during the deity greeting? And what kind of prayer are we making? Another time I asked one devotee, my dear friend, I saw you this morning the way you were so composed and very absorbed in the deities and in your prayers. I was so ashamed. I never pray like this to the deities. So please, can you tell me what kind of prayer was you making? You know, the devotee said, I did not pray at all. I saw devotees who were standing like that with the deity. So I also did the same thing. I did not pray. So we have different interests, vision. When we come before the Lord, some of us will see the ornament with envy. Some will see the dress. A majority of people does not see the Lord who is making the ornament and the dresses useful. The ornaments themselves or the dresses has no value without the Supreme Lord. So the main thing because we see, it should be the Lord. Not the dress, but the ornaments. They are external. They are the opulence of the Lord. The opulence cannot be without the Master. So these thieves divided every single jewels on the body of Lord Nityananda in their mind. And in the night, they were preparing to come and physically take all those jewels. We should learn the science of Krishna consciousness. So while these thieves were preparing, and in the night they came and hid in the bush. Because when they came, they saw that what the Cretan was going on, all of them saw. They saw really huge personalities who were in all directions. As a security guard, like we have security here, they're already shot. They need another security, they're really tall, touching the sky. So this thing they saw. So this security guard came because of the king who had come to see this so-called mendicant. So when the king will go, all the security guard will go with him. Then we'll be free to do our business. So let us wait. He waited there in the bush. And Lord Nityananda Prabhu, he told Nitra Devi, I have a service for you. Yeah, please give me the service. There are some rascals who are waiting there in the bush. Go and put them to rest. They should not wake up until 6 o'clock tomorrow morning. So Nitra Devi went to them, and all of them completely throughout the whole night until 6 o'clock in the morning. When they wake up, it was 6 o'clock. They started blaming, you slept first, you slept before me. No, you slept too much. That is they were blaming each other. And then you say, anyway, we have to go because they will get us. They ran away. They went back to their house. So when they went back to the house, a leader of the gang said, you see, my dear friend, we didn't worship Durga this evening before we went. So let us go and perform puja now. So all of them went and performed puja. Then they went. They went there and hid in the bush. As we were there, Lord Nityananda Prabhu, he told Indra, I have some service for you. Yeah. Indra Dev said, yes, please, give me service. Pour down rain in such a way that everywhere will be flooded. Make everything dark, become zero. Nobody can see anything. And make those people become blind. So Indra Dev, he sent down torrential rain. The rain was so heavy that all of them were shivering with cold. They tried to embrace themselves at least so they can get someone to comfort them. Say they couldn't. They couldn't see anywhere to go back to their house. But out of fear of waiting as like the previous night, they wanted to go back to their house. They fell into the river. And there was some terrible insect that was biting them and entered their body, was biting them. They were too much in pain from the rain, from the insect, from the cold. They are blind. They suffer like anything. But somehow they managed to get out. In the morning, only Nityananda Prabhu showed them some mercy. Because of the suffering they went through, and constantly hearing the kirtan that was going on, seeing Lord Nityananda Prabhu and his associate dancing in kirtan, they became transformed. This is the influence of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. So, the leader said, when we went to this place, We saw the security.
We couldn't recognize
the Supreme Lord. We went the second day, we slept through and we blamed each other. We couldn't recognize the Lord. The third time, this has happened to us. I have a feeling in my mind that this personality is not an ordinary person. He is the Supreme Personality of God. So let us go and beg him for forgiveness. They all agreed. And they came to Lord Nityananda Prabhu and joined the kirtan. They didn't dance. They joined the kirtan. And the kirtan, Lord Nityananda Prabhu was sitting with his associate. So the gang of these thieves came to him with his associate and fell flat before the Lord, begging, please, you have come to this material to deliver, and not pure souls, but to deliver conditioned souls. Please, also deliver us. We have planned so many things to attack you, but because of your colossal mercy, we did not succeed. But rather, we have become transformed. And because of our mercy, we have come here. Please deliver us from our sinful life. Now, the other Prabhu said, I did not understand anything about what you are saying. Please, can you tell me what happened? So the leader of this gang narrated everything, all the plans they were making, and then he said, yes, this is me. Please, deliver us. So Nityananda Prabhu blessed all of them, embraced all of them, and delivered all of them, and he gave them this assignment. Because you are a thief, you know the language of thieves. Your duty is to go and deliver thieves. Preach to the thieves and deliver them. So you see in our movement, varieties of devotees. That is a causeless mercy on Lord Nityananda Prabhu. Our duty, he has no anger. His duty is to deliver everybody. No matter our condition, if you turn to the call to Lord Nityananda Prabhu, you'll be delivered. He extended the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to any level that anyone can find himself or herself. So, as Lautam Das could advise, Asatru Satori Manimat Nitaipo de Pasariya. Lord Nityananda Prabhu is magnanimous personality. Instead of us to take shelter of temporary things or personalities in this material world, we should be intelligent now to take shelter of knowledge. And he will deliver us. Of course, you are already delivered. By taking to Krishna consciousness, you are already delivered. That is the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, knowledge and everything. If you continue to expand the fortune Lord Nityananda has given to us, we will be able to conquer the whole world with Krishna consciousness.